Support for WILL provided by Risk Management Commodities, presenting an Agricultural Outlook meeting on Saturday, August 12th at 10 a.m. at Casino Astar in Evansville, Indiana. Registration is required since seating is limited. More details at 866-837-9027.
So remember, a severe thunderstorm watch in effect for a number of counties, including Champaign, Ford, Iroquois, Livingston, McLean, and Vermilion in our severe weather coverage area till 1 this afternoon. Dave Dickey joining us now with the pre-opening markets. Dave.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Thursday morning, everyone. USDA reports export sales for the week ending August 3rd this morning like this. Wheat, 14.5 million bushels. Corn, 67.7 million. And soybeans, 19.9 million bushels. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers for the opening bell at the Chicago Board of Trade in just a few minutes with Ellen Dearden of Ag Review in Moreton, Illinois. Slaughter hog prices today are called generally steady across the Midwest, with most plants in the eastern Corn Belt said to be full for the week, while a few plants in the west need additional loads for delivery Friday, Saturday, or early Monday. Terminals called mostly steady tops from 47 to 51.50. Peoria called steady to firm today with a top price of $47. And the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, August 9th, negotiated swine purchases were 15,184, that of course voluntarily reported. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $60.75 to $71.35, the weighted average $67.09, a loss of 24 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $48.90 to $56.50, the weighted average $52.81. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $12,204. The base price range was $64 to $73, the weighted average $71.10, a gain of $1.83 from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $48 to $54.31, the weighted average $51.41.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids. As an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. On the web at a6395.com and at agrigold.com.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. And as we look at the Midwest Corn Belt, not much of a change in the scenario from what we've been talking about the last couple of days. The details are what are a little difficult for the forecast, but the big picture is not. What we have is hot and dry air to our southwest. We have somewhat cooler and less humid air to the northeast, and that's setting up a northwest to southeast line of transition from the cooler air northeast and the warmer air southwest, and that's where showers and thunderstorms have developed the last couple of days. Now, that area is a little bit farther north today than it was yesterday, as we forecast. And as we go into tomorrow, it's going to drift a little farther south once again. And what that's doing is that's giving much of the Midwest Corn Belt opportunities for rain, and rain has fallen in many areas. Now, as I've said for the last several days, and actually for the last several years, even in a wet weather pattern, with the nature of showers and thunderstorms, you're going to get a high variability of rainfall. So there will be some pockets that will not get a whole lot and will stay relatively dry. However, when you look at the Midwest Corn Belt as a whole, or just take Illinois and Indiana as a whole, there's going to be very few areas, less than 20%, that are going to be maintaining a dry bias here for the first half of the month of August, as many locations are going to get a good soaking rain. Here at WILL, we didn't get a lot of rain during the first rounds this month. But in the last day or so, we've picked up just under an inch, at 98 hundredths of an inch. So we have now gotten a decent soaking from the showers and thunderstorms that occurred yesterday, and it's likely more will come to our area tonight into tomorrow morning. Even late this afternoon, a passing thunderstorm is possible. Right now, the action is occurring across a good portion of Iowa, and the heavy thunderstorms then extend across a good stretch of northern Illinois and then southeastward into central Indiana. And some of the storms are packing a punch with some hail and very heavy rainfall. But the storms are training a bit. That means one storm after another is coming across some areas. So that is going to lead to locally heavy rainfall amounts. And some of the areas that are getting the rain this morning have been dry the last couple of weeks. So the area of coverage of the dry pockets will be decreasing. And it looks like the showers and thunderstorms will drift slowly southward tonight into tomorrow as the cooler, drier air starts to take over more of the area, at least for a couple of days. Then it looks like over the weekend we'll start to warm up a bit, and then another cold front will push in from the northwest, triggering more scattered showers and thunderstorms Monday into Tuesday of next week. So when we look at moisture overall, it looks like most areas are going to get enough to help fill the crops out. Only a few places will stay too dry and a few other places will be too wet. But the big picture is looking favorable for crop development. Temperatures in general are going to be very favorable for crop growth, not in the excess warm-wise, and we're not looking at any cold air coming in just yet. The only exception to the high heat is going to be to the southwest. Temperatures from southwestern Illinois across Missouri today are going to top out around 100 or a couple of degrees above that. So there may be a little bit of stress from heat to the Missouri crop and maybe even a few fields in southwestern Illinois from around the St. Louis area down toward Carbondale. There aren't as many fields down there, but those are areas that are going to get quite hot today, but that will be only one day of the really high heat there. As we go beyond the next 5 or 6 days, it does look like the weather pattern turns a bit drier. But by that point, most areas will have had enough rain to fill out the crops. That's a look at the growing areas. And right before I leave, I have beeping going on here on the weather wire. And Dave, I'm just going to take a moment to tell you the National Weather Service in Romeoville has just issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Iroquois County in east central Illinois until 9:30. At 8:52, National Weather Service Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm near Ashcombe moving southeast at 40 miles per hour. The storm is capable of producing damaging winds of 60 to 75 miles per hour, which can knock down tree limbs and power lines, damage weak structures, and push trucks off the highway. The severe thunderstorm should be near Watsika by 9:05 and Sheldon by 9:15. And this storm is capable of downing trees and power lines. Repeating, a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 9:30 for all of Iroquois County. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at LincolnLandAgriEnergy.com.
Taking a look at the Wednesday overnight trading session, we'll go ahead and just give you last trading ranges. In Kansas City, wheat traded last trade anywhere from unchanged to down a half. At the Chicago Board of Trade, wheat traded anywhere from unchanged to down 3 1/4. That in the red line July. In corn, trading anywhere from up 1/2 to down 1/4. Soybeans trading anywhere from up 3/4 to down 1/4. Soybean meal unchanged in the nearby. September soybean oil was up 1 on last trade. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets, Ellen Dearden of AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
I'll tell you what, that corn export sales number got my attention this morning.
Yeah, it sure did. Came in with old crop export bookings at just around 46 million bushels and new crop at 22 million, so well above what the trade expected. The market's going to try to trade higher on that at the outset, up 1 to 2 cents, I would think. Maybe leave it a little bit better than that.
Even the soybean number wasn't all that bad.
Soybean number was good, too, Dave. We were up around 10 million bushels on both old and new crop. The trade was looking for something about 15 million total. So coming in with 20 looks pretty good. This market was pretty oversold going into the trade yesterday. We saw a little bounce news this morning that China bought more soybeans for 06-07 delivery. I think ought to put a floor under this bean market for right now.
What about the wheat market?
The wheat export bookings were right within the trade range, maybe even a hair on the low side. I would think we'd see a little spillover support from the corn and the beans this morning. but wheat still is going to be a penny lower to maybe a penny, penny and a half higher.
What are you looking at the Merck?
At the Merck, I think the whole thing's going to tie into whether the cash cattle market can be as stout as what traders are looking for. At the outset, though, I think the cattle futures will be up 35, maybe 60, 65 cents. We had high-range closes yesterday. The October live cattle had its highest close on Wednesday. And the nearby August moved up to a new high a little bit over a month. So I would look for better prices there. On the hog futures, probably just a little bit on the soft side. This cash market's struggling. Futures will be down a quarter to a half.
Thanks so much, Ellen, and appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Ellen Dearden of AgReview. She is located in Morton, Illinois, and she joins us every Thursday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. We have a listener comment line. Give us a call at 217-333-0853. Let us know how we're doing. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at wiloag.org. It's 9:01 Central Time.